Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about encountering Jesus on a road of life, encountering him as we live life, but encountering him in a way that brings real life. And so each weekday morning, we're focusing in on a different aspect of the life that we ought to be living. A life in Christ. A life that has purpose beyond the temporary. A life filled with Jesus. Today, we want to focus in on a good life. Now, I suspect if you would do a poll of every person in the United States, every person in the world, every person in your state, in your community, you would get something close to that number of people, different answers as to what a good life is. Oh, there would be similarities, there would be overlaps. But when we think about a good life, we each kind of define that based on ourselves, based on what we like, based on what we enjoy. A good life tends to be defined by us, at least, according to our comfort, our convenience. But what about God? A good life, from God's perspective, is a life that honors Him. A life that is obedient to His commands, instructions, and teachings. A life that honors others. A life that isn't about us. It's about the one who made us. We're going to focus in on James chapter 3, verse 13. The book of James is just full of so much wisdom and practical application. James 3:13 says, "Who is wise and understanding among you?" Now, I suspect if we would ask that question, most people would raise their hand. Well, yeah, I'm wise, I'm understanding. We would admit to that. We would want to be known as that. But fortunately, or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, James doesn't stop with that question. He says, okay, if you are wise and understanding, if you claim to be wise and understanding, he goes on and says, let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Okay, if you're wise and understanding, if you claim to be wise and understanding, then, well, wisdom produces humility. Humility produces good deeds, goodness towards others. Are you really wise and understanding? This good life. James says, and he's not the one making this up, God says, it's evident by how you treat others. It's evident by the wisdom that you receive from God and that you apply. Earlier in this letter that James wrote, he says, if you lack wisdom, the solution is fairly easy. Ask God. A God who gives generously without finding fault. No loopholes that says you don't qualify for wisdom. You ask. And he goes on, and also in this same letter, says sometimes we ask for things and we don't get it because, well, God knows that it's a selfish request. We're simply wanting something for ourselves to use for our own benefit. And I know our American mindset would say very loudly, what's wrong with that? Well, that's not a good life. A good life is one that looks out for others. One that honors God. One that represents Jesus well in everything that we do. The good life. Oh, we think about it, such as the rich farmer in the story Jesus told, who looked at all that he had, and he looked at the crops coming in, and he says, you know what? I've got too much stuff. I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns, my perfectly good barns. They're just too small. I'll tear them down and build larger barns and sit back and enjoy the good life. God says, you fool. Your life isn't as long as you think it is. In fact, tonight your life will be required of you, and then what? What do you do? What do I do when I have excess? And I know that's a difficult concept to accurately understand, but the Bible doesn't say this is how much you can have and anything else is too much. But it does talk about how we treat others. It does talk about generosity. It does talk about sharing. And it talks about this good life that applies wisdom and understanding. And rather than giving a checklist answer, God says, I want you to use what I've given you, not just the stuff. I want you to use the wisdom, the understanding. Ask me what to do. Listen to the Spirit, to His Word. Understand God's desire is to lift us up as we lift up Him. I think about a small child out on a basketball court. Basketball as big as they are in their hands. Watching the game all night and after the game, wanting, oh, so badly to do what those big kids were doing. Put the basketball in the hoop. They'll try every way they can. They'll throw it. They'll underhand throw it. They'll do whatever they can, and it just always falls short. They reach out their little arms as far as they can go. Just doesn't make it. They lift up that ball, and then mom comes along, dad comes along, and they take that one lifting the ball, and they don't grab the ball and lift it. That defeats the desire. They grab the child, the one lifting the ball, and they lift the child all the way up to where they too can make a basket. And in my mind, I picture Jesus watching us doing our best efforts in lifting up him. And he says, I can help with that. He says, as we humble ourselves, as we recognize we're not going to get there on our own, he will lift us up. The good life. It's not about accumulating stuff. It's about contentment. It's about what we talked about yesterday in that quiet life. Minding our own business. Letting Jesus be seen. It's about lifting up Jesus so that he can draw all people to himself. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You watch us struggle. Our desire to do what only you can do. Not in a way that we're trying to usurp your authority or your position, but in a way to help you be seen. And you come along and you lift us up because we're lifting up Jesus. And God, as today, as we consider this good life, we want to be those who are wise and understanding. We often believe or claim that we are. And yet we confess our life doesn't always look like we're wise and understanding. Our life isn't good, even by our own measurement. And we struggle. So God, fill us with the goodness that your word says that your spirit produces. That we would be wise and understanding in the way that we not only know your word, but in the way that we live it. And help us as we live each day to look out for others. To be filled with the fruit of the Spirit that's evident. The love, the joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all of those things are really what defines a good life. And they all come from you. God, as we walk this road of life, may we encounter Jesus as we respond to his invitation. And may we discover a life that far exceeds what we ever could expect. A life that's good. A life that lifts up Jesus. And Father, as we do that, may we trust him to draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.